This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Happy 2023 to you. By the way, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet, the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Well, that goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done. And how about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go, too? Let's not forget them. And, of course, we got our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers out there delivering all the different things that folks buy from Amazon. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, which is a Donald Trump website, a social website. And you can find us over at every one of those as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. America, that's us. Now, the website for the show is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the things that we have to offer over there. You're gonna be very pleasantly surprised with the stuff that you see. So right now, I see Kyle Warren sitting out there in between some rain and some snow. So let's go find Kyle Warren right now. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning.
Great. Thank you, Captain. Happy 2023 to everybody out there.
Yes. Happy next year.
It's here. It's next year already.
By the way, they're making up for lost time last night. They had the Bucks. There's still a bunch that's still celebrating the Bucks win. We had one hell of, this is a tremendous football weekend we had here.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got the big college game coming tonight over there in Raymond James. They had to replant some of the field so that they could have the grass in tip top A number one shape to play the bowl game that's going to be there.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll see that tonight. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Very important that people understand what that's all about because a lot of people are missing the message. And like we just got done talking about with Kirk Cameron's deal over there in Indianapolis, tremendous outpouring.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's all about the message, you're right.
Now, speaking of Christmas and New Year's, Pope Francis marked the Roman Catholic's traditional World Day of Peace on Sunday, but the start of the new year at the Vatican was overshadowed by the death of his predecessor, Benedict. Now, Francis presided at a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica as the body of Benedict, who died on Saturday at the age of 95, was being prepared for 3 days of public viewing in the same church starting Monday. He was a good man. He had obviously retired from the scene, so to speak, but I understand he was quoted. The last words that he said were, let's see here, let me make sure I get this right, I don't want to screw this up. The last words from Pope Benedict were, "Lord, I love you." And he said it repeatedly.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, that was Pope Benedict the 16th. He was the first pope, Captain, in 600 years to resign. This happened back in 2013. He had ailing health, of course, at that time, so about 10 years ago. He is, of course, going to be buried in St. Peter's, the catacombs, the area below St. Peter's Basilica with other popes. So this is a very, very big event. It was the first time in a long time you've had a Pope Emeritus. And now, of course, he's passed away. Pope Francis himself will conduct the funeral services.
Now, we had quite the to-do over one of our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the backup quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, who reportedly rescued a family involved in a helicopter crash on his jet ski. Do you hear about that?
I haven't heard too much about that. That's very, very heroic, my goodness.
Well, what did you hear about it?
I haven't heard too much. I just know that it occurred.
Yeah, well, it occurred all right, and Gabbert never said a word to anybody, but somehow or another got leaked to the press. I don't know if it was a family that got it leaked out there, but what he did definitely saved the lives of the people involved in the helicopter crash.
Well, that is just really amazing. Again, heroic and right place at the right time.
Yep, and he was our backup quarterback here, still is, for that matter, for the Tampa Bay Bucs. The governor of New York... The elected, finally got elected, right? The elected governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who is a native of Buffalo, focused on public safety, affordability, and equality as she was sworn in during an inaugural celebration just steps from the state capitol as governor of New York State.
Very interesting. That's right. Now she's been elected as opposed to succeeding the former governor.
Being appointed.
Yeah.
Because she was the next in line. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back for more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take you to break and give you the phone number. Here we go. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Bingo! And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, the owner, MyPillow. And you know, MyPillow is a place where you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, and save yourself a boatload of money. He's literally given away the farm on some of the older products that are in there that they're rotating around, so they got new products coming in. I'll give you an example, the slippers. The slip-on slippers, slide-in, I guess you call them slippers, the ones that don't have the, you know, they're like flat-bottom, kind of like a, oh, gosh. Well, anyway, they're like a beach sandal. But anyway, $19.95. All types of sizes and colors and shapes. But they're the open ones, the open slippers that you just slide your toes into and away you go. That's not a bad price because it's been marked down some $30 a pair. And if you want to buy the regular pair, you're down marked down $90 to $49 a pair for the regular brand new ones they've got, which have been made a little bit stronger, and which is a good thing too. So you got your choice there. But in the meantime, if you go over to MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, and go into the Radio Listener Specials page. That's the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see that you'll get some insanely low prices with a promo code. The promo code you're going to need to have is Captain. That's it. Captain gets you in the door and gets you all those savings. And don't forget, if you want to call them up, which you can do, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, give them a call, and place your order that way. But again, the promo code will always be the word Captain. So check them out online, MyPillow.com. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Look and see what's on sale. You won't believe your eyes.
and use the promo code CAPTAIN and shop till you drop. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. And good morning, Mr. Kyle, and we're back at it again.
That's right, Captain. Good morning.
Yep, it's all that and more. Okay, I want to talk about oil. Nobody's saying anything about oil, but what have you noticed out there by you?
Well, I noticed that, for one thing, I think the gas prices seem to be going up a little bit. And I'm
a little bit? Some of,
yeah.
How much is a little bit?
Well, it does actually vary. I've actually seen it vary quite significantly depending on what part of town you're in, closer to the freeway and so forth. It's about $4.39 down the street from my home, and a little bit further from there, you can get it a little bit cheaper than that, but it's still hovering in that area.
Well, I got news for you. Over here, the price of gasoline has gone up 40 cents a gallon in less than a week. 40 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's significant. Yeah.
Yes, it is very significant. And the one-year forecast on oil is up to $92 a barrel now. It's up $4 where it was from last week. Brent crude is up over $4 from where it was last week. West Texas crude the same. And it ain't going down anytime soon. By the way, gasoline wholesale price at the refinery, $2.46 a gallon. Last week it was 44 cents a gallon cheaper.
Yes, very interesting. And we've also noticed something, too, Captain. The European Union looks like they're heading towards an agreement to get a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil, perhaps in an attempt to try to stave off price spikes.
Well, they've agreed amongst themselves to do that. Russia has not.
That's right. Yeah, so I know the good question is, how do you enforce that at that point?
Russia's going to tell them to go pound sand.
Yep.
And then they're going to sell their oil to China or North Korea or whatever. It'll be anybody but European Union.
Well, this is another great example, Captain, as to why we should be energy independent, at least for the United States of America, and we have the capacity to do that.
Of course.
This is where everything is falling apart. If we can do that, then we can also, we could help our friends in Europe.
Yep. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we've got Bagham and Bob on the line. Okay there, Bagham and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was just reiterating on your story about the Buccaneers guy that saved the family.
Yep.
And that just points out one thing to me. Young men that go into the some form of activity that requires discipline, perseverance, could be being drafted in the Army, just like the football stuff, builds better character because they're forced into that type of decision.
Well, that family will never forget him, and we don't know all the details. Some of them came out yesterday, but he has apparently not said a lot about what happened. He's just said, yeah, that was me, and that's about it.
Right, yeah, exactly. As far as the oil thing, when we take over the Congress, will that help us force more oil independence in our, can we enforce more activity here in the United States rather than being dependent? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, the quick answer to that is don't hold your breath, right, Kyle?
No, I think that they can certainly can introduce the notion.
They can introduce
that.
Legislation, and they can force legislation to get Biden to do something, but he does not have to do it.
No, he doesn't. I don't think there's going to be some kind of veto-proof thing happening anytime soon.
They don't have enough votes.
Well, that's right. I mean, in other words, they could probably come up with something that's bipartisan in the perfect world. But the Democrats, of course, are not going to start abandoning Joe Biden on the notion of getting rid of oil and making it harder and this kind of thing. What's happening with our oil strategy right now, I think, is incredibly specific on the part of the Democrat Party elite. They've done everything to dismantle the fact that we could be energy independent. They wouldn't willingly put it all back together.
Well, all these whiz-bang college types that thought they knew more than gold, you know what I mean, have figured out that they don't know as much as they do, but they don't want to admit it to anybody because AOC, my favorite person I like to pick on, AOC, flipped out over Elise Stefanik's comments about taking over the Congress and that they were going to go after the Dems and certain things and they were going to open investigations and all that. And AOC absolutely flipped out, and it's like the Democrats have lost their minds over losing power. She can't stand it.
Well, one of the things she's doing is talking about the congresswoman now, of course, from New York, talking, saying that she's embracing neo-Nazism. And you know, here we go again.
And like AOC isn't?
Well, it's the
takes one to know one.
Well, the name calling and all that, it doesn't get you very far. It doesn't advance your idea. And yeah, she is kind of flipping out about this stuff. They don't know what to do, Captain. They really believe that they have all the answers and that you just need to sort of follow along and don't ask any more questions. And if you do, somehow you're embracing neo-Nazism, I guess.
Well, AOC ought to know, right?
Well, the hard line, these far left Democrats do seem that they would love to install control mechanisms so that they're not questioned anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, as fate would have it, we've had a president, Joe Biden, who has now spent almost 40% of his first year away on what are being called getaways. However, in the past, presidents called them vacations to get them out of the White House and get them somewhere where they could get some of their quality time back with their families and whatnot, correct?
Well, sure.
So what makes Joe Biden so special that these getaways aren't vacations?
Everything about the Joe Biden presidency is something
special.
They have to come up with special explanations for things. There's obvious issues since day one of the campaign about Joe Biden. They've had to compensate for those things and to create this air that no, he's fine. It's all fine. And nobody really buys that. And so, yeah, of course, it's all taking a toll because of the different issues that he suffers from. And we take no joy in saying that, but it's obvious to anybody looking at him.
Well, he doesn't suffer from anything. I mean, after all, he's done 2 years as president. He's done a bang-up job. He's going to turn around, do another two, finish his term, and then he's going to turn around and be the governor of something. I don't know what he's going to do, but, you know, it's so ridiculous.
Well, but he's not the bestest ever. I mean, they keep sort of portraying him as such, and he's got a lot of goodwill in the legacy media and so forth. And this is one of the reasons too why everything is so tightly controlled. Why else would your press secretary have to read from a binder for just about everything, any possible question that could ever come up?
Yeah, and take a look at where the people are that are working in the administration, where they came from. They didn't just come out of the woods. They came from Barack Obama's camp. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You
USA News Update. Governor Asa Hutchinson says Trump should not be a candidate in 2024 for president.
Governor Hutchinson's reason? Trump's role in the 2021 Capitol riots.
I do not believe that Donald Trump should be the next president of the United States.
He says that should disqualify him. Speaking on ABC's This Week, the Arkansas Republican said Trump had his opportunity and it's time for new voices to be heard within the party. I'm Dave Collins.
The family of the suspect of the University of Idaho stabbing murders is pledging to let the legal process unfold in a statement released Sunday through a legal counsel. Brian Kohlberger's parents and sister say they're cooperating with law enforcement to promote Kohlberger's presumption of innocence. The statement also expressed condolences for the families of the four college students who were fatally stabbed back in November. Kohlberger's chief public defendant says that his client is eager to be exonerated and plans to waive extradition. I'm Julio Flores, USA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
All righty, tell them the captain sent you right. Now, I want to spell this out because a lot of people are getting the website wrong because they're spelling heroes wrong. It's H-E-R-O-E-S. Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. That's the website. Go over there and check it out. Take a look at it, see what they're all about. And if it's something of interest to you that you think might help you with the situation you got going, these are veterans working with veterans over there, okay? This is not like you got the Boy Scouts over there trying to work with you. These are people that have walked a mile in your shoes that know what you've been through that can help you. Now, heroesmile.com. I'll spell it again. H-E-R-O-E-S-M-I-L-E.com. Their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T. Now, N-O-W, the number 2. One more time, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's their phone number. Their website, again, HaroldSmile.com. Go over there and check them out. See what they have to offer. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, and it's not going to be all the regimen and all the nonsense that goes along over there when you're trying to get your help through the boys at the VA. This is something that's going to help you. They do the same thing they do over there in a different manner, because these are people that have actually walked a mile in your shoes. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a beautiful day.
Yeah. By the way, what are you doing today? Is it a day off for you?
Well, it's pretty much a day off, but unfortunately, it's it all depends. So it just depends.
If Mr. Professor gets creative.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, a lot of Americans, of course, they are looking at on Monday, on January the 2nd. That's going to be the day when most of their businesses or their offices may be closed and so forth. But let's not forget, though, too, Captain, there are a lot of people who are still going to show up. They're going to be at the restaurants you go to. They're going to be perhaps at the movie theater that you're going to go to. And, of course, our friends out there are trucking across the road as we speak, and they'll still be doing it on Monday.
Well, I'm going to meet my doctor's office at 10:30, and then I'm going to go have lunch somewhere over in the vicinity, and then I'm going to come over to the radio station and watch a bowl game, because there'll be college bowl games on starting today.
That's right, exactly.
We got one right here in our backyard, too, come to think of it. By the way, they had to replace a lot of the turf last night at Raymond James because of the college team coming in today. Now, President Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine said on Saturday that his only wish for all Ukrainians was 2023 would be victory and resolve to stay the course while the country fights for it. He says, I want to wish all of us one thing, victory. And that's the main thing one could wish for all Ukrainians. That's what Zelensky had to say.
Well, certainly, Captain, victory in and of itself, I think it would be seen as Russia leaves Ukraine and the war ends, obviously. But it's not going to be quite as simple, because Vladimir Putin is going to want to keep any areas that he feels he controls right now. This is perhaps as part of the plan from the very beginning in terms of how much of Ukraine he was going to actually occupy, quote unquote. But that's not going to be acceptable to the Ukrainian people, or I think to the people of the rest of the world. So this is going to have to get to the point where Vladimir Putin understands that he's not going to win, he's not going to get the territory, and to get to that point between now and then, it's still going to be, I hate to say, a bloody battle.
Now, you know who Asa Hutchinson is, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Well, what was he until about January 1st? What was he?
Yeah, he was in the Congress, I believe, yeah.
No, he was the governor of Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
He's the one that Sarah Huckabee Sanders beat. Well, he couldn't run for another term. He'd already run for two. But she won the governorship over there, so she's going to be taking his place. Now, Asa Hutchinson said something yesterday which once again created quite a storm. He said, and I quote, January 6th, disqualifies Trump from the GOP presidential nomination.
Well, that's a very interesting statement. January 6th, of course, happened after the election already had occurred in 2020, obviously. So, therefore, we don't know how the voters are going to respond, even in the primary voters are going to respond to all of everything that encompasses January 6th, whether it be what the committee talked about or what it was in the news or just people's perceptions. That's incredibly important. So whether or not it disqualifies him, per se, the voters are going to decide that, unless something else comes along that's an indictment or something else, a legal matter in that sense. But the voters themselves are going to be making that choice. Now, I hate to say, I think President Trump may be surprised at what the voters, what they really do decide, given the idea that I think many voters are looking to move to a different candidate on both parties, whether it's Biden or Trump.
Mm. Now, we got some people chiming in over here, sending us messages on the instant messenger, Suzanne is saying, great show. Appreciate what you're doing. Thanks very much. Happy New Year to you and Kyle, the professor. Terry is saying, Happy New Year. We've also heard from Scott saying, Happy New Year. Keep up the good work. I appreciate listening to you every night. You keep me awake over here so I can do my job. Well, great, Scott. That's what it's all about. You know, that's part of what we do. And you're welcome to call us anytime you want. 877-9. Go ahead.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. 877-969-8600.
Anytime you want.
That's right, and we're glad to be right there with people as they're doing their job throughout the wee hours of the morning, as it were.
And I just got another brand new one from Winnie. Winnie is up in Detroit, Michigan. She apparently works at a 7-Eleven up there, and they have the show on right now up there.
All right. Well, hello, Winnie, and hello, 7-Eleven. Amazing.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. I said that one day last week, I think. So I can't remember when or why, but I remember saying it.
That's right. Yeah, I think that was one of the commercials back in the day.
Now, Senator Rick Scott, our junior senator here in Florida, has chimed in and challenged Joe Biden and his administration on his boasts of the job claim growth that he's thrown out there.
Well, I'm not surprised. The thing that the Biden administration has done, Captain, is they don't want to talk about the economy. And when they do talk about the economy, they want to just simply talk about jobs, or they want to look at jobs reports and so forth. But that's not the overall indicator of what's happening out there. And so, of course, they want to lean on stuff like that because it makes them look better. But certainly, or they look at unemployment, for example. But it doesn't tell the whole story, not in this environment.
Does Joe Biden ever tell the truth?
Well,
I mean, we got a real problem with that, don't we?
Well, let's see. He says a lot of, he's told a lot of whoppers, even in just recent times.
Yeah.
That so easily, it's even more mainstream news organizations are starting to check him on these kinds of things because it's just too fantastical. I mean, some of the more funny ones is he drove a 18-wheeler and, this kind of thing. Or he got arrested while trying to go see Nelson Mandela in South Africa. There's
right.
No real evidence that he got arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, and then somebody took a shot at him somewhere.
Yeah,
that was the one I heard a couple of weeks ago or thereabouts.
Yeah, but he thinks, maybe he thinks it happened. Maybe that's just the way he remembers it. But because of
you mean like Hillary?
Like Hillary?
Well, I remember crouching down in Kosovo under the propellers as they were firing at us and bullets were ringing all around.
Yeah,
like Hillary?
That never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah, when the video shows her just being received on the
standing up straight, having a good old time, taking right. A sweet time about walking off. You bet.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's what happens with the Democrats, especially. They're able to tell spin these yarns about things that help to prop them up, and nobody challenges on them from the legacy media.
But yet, when a Republican does it, it's like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? That's terrible.
That's, right.
That's awful. Look what they did. Look what they did. Oh, well. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back. Going to take a look at the highways out there for all of you drivers out there. And Kathy's going to take it to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hail. I said, baby,
Guys Live, 1999, Woodstock, yep, Woodstock, 1999, the East Stage on Woodstock, and that happens to be Brian Setzer and his orchestra. And he's got quite the band going there, Kyle, and this Jump Jiving Whale's the name of that one. And you want to talk about a crowd? My God, the place is packed.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brian Setzer Orchestra, those arrangements, the big band sound, rock and roll. There's an energy there, Captain, that is just absolutely phenomenal. In fact, Guitar Slinger by Brian Setzer Orchestra is really one of my favorite albums. So they can really, really well, they jump, jive, and wail. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and there's one of his songs he did with Jerry Lee Lewis, and I'm going to play that one here in another day or so. Give us a little time to kind of settle in there because, you know, to hear this kind of music at this time of the morning, you're wondering, what am I listening to? But you got to understand, it's rock and roll with the beat. And, I mean, it's got a beat. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? You know, who can't tap their toes and start just bouncing around with that?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Unlike some of this nonsense I saw the other night on New Year's on television, I'm not even sure what they were doing.
Well, I got to tell you, the music we were just listening to, that's pretty timeless.
I got really concerned about you out there because the people in California looked like some of them were high on drugs and they were just floating around the living room.
You never know. That's
good
right.
God. All right, well, tell us about the weather up by you. It looks like it got a little better.
Well, a little bit, and we're still looking at that fog, of course, up in Washington State, central part of Washington State, I-82 down near Yakima, heading on towards Prosser and so forth. They've also got it around Walla Walla, down towards Pendleton, down towards Fossil into northern Oregon, so be aware of that. Dense fog advisory continues along Interstate 5 north of Portland up towards Longview and Seattle, Washington right now, reading fog. In northern Nevada, I-80 coming out of Reno. If you're heading up towards Winnemucca, you've got another storm coming in midweek and maybe another couple more next week. Southern California, Northern California, looking at more rain as we go through this first week of January here. Sacramento right now with a flash flood watch, Captain. We continue winter weather advisories all through the state of Utah, most of the state of Wyoming, also all throughout Colorado, basically, and especially coming out I-70. And Arizona near Flagstaff and a little bit east of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So do be careful out there.
All righty. Well, here I go, folks. Winter storm warning all the way across South Dakota, I-90, all the way across over into Wisconsin, where once you get into Wisconsin, over towards Rochester, you're going to run into an ice storm. It'll be an ice storm along I-90 that'll also go down the northwestern corner of Iowa, and it'll come up I-35 up about Albert Lee way, about that far. And then you've got a winter storm going into Minneapolis tonight, south side of Minneapolis to the north. It's just snow that's liable to change. You got snow down into Nebraska. You got snow and a winter storm warning across most of Nebraska, I might add. You got snow in the northwestern corner of Kansas coming across right now. You do have some unsettled weather that could develop into snow around Lubbock tonight and then on down straight south. Couple different spots in the higher elevations, especially over New Mexico, Ruidoso, where you're going to get some snow tonight on the Indian Reservation there, and then on down I-10, on down towards Fort Stockton. Now, rain, central part of Arkansas tonight, lots of rain, heavy rain. Going to have rain across the northern central part of Louisiana, the eastern part of Texas, all the way down to just north of Houston, and then you're going to have fog. Lots of it, all the way down to Galveston, all the way across tonight, I-10, I-12, east-west, all the way to Jacksonville, I-95, all the way down to the bottom, I-75, all the way down to Alligator Alley, and then across Alligator Alley, fog, I-75, all the way up through Atlanta, right to the Tennessee-Georgia line, I-95 and I-20, and I-85, you're going to have fog. Fog is going to take us up into North Carolina on I-85 and just into the bottom part of Virginia tonight. And then we've got fog in Indiana, fog in Illinois, all of Illinois, fog in most of Missouri. I-44 coming out of Oklahoma, you're going to have dense fog all the way to St. Louis, across Illinois, over into Indianapolis, you're going to have dense fog. North-south on the fog, I-65, I-69, and I-35, north-south, you're going to have it as well, the fog. So be advised, a lot of fog tonight. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And, boy, you talk about lengthy weather reports. Holy smokes, you guys be careful out there tonight because it's really bad in some areas. The fog is really going to slow you down, so be careful. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and we don't have a lot of time, but we've got, I suppose, just enough time to start and tease something here, so... What do you think is important at the moment here?
Goodness. Well, I think going into, the new week and the new year, it's probably the speakership in the House.
Yeah, we're going to get into that for sure, because there's been some new developments since yesterday.
Yes.
We have more people have jumped aboard. One of them for the wrong reason, I know, because I know the person and what they're trying to do. And we'll get into that little discussion. Someone's trying to gain some notoriety out of this, and they think that this is the way to do it. Well, they're wrong. You don't, when you're a freshman congressman, you don't go up against the establishment on your first day in office and you haven't been sworn in yet. Doesn't work that way. But they'll find out. They'll find out real quick. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the list of things is very long that need to get accomplished. Oh. And, the House has got a lot of work to do, and they're saying, well, we don't need all these investigations because we have all these other things. If we don't do a lot of these investigations, then the stupidness that comes from the left will continue. And, there wouldn't be any exposure. People get away with things they shouldn't be getting away with. So,
yeah.
We
have to do the investigations. Okay, here comes the music, and hang on, folks. I'll be coming back with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. And remember, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are rolling along your overnight radio airwaves right here out of Tampa, Florida, to the world. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.